We're good.
Let us pray. Lord, on this Sunday morning, we give you thanks for its many blessings, for the opportunity to come together, to worship you, to give you thanks, and pray for others. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. What an appropriate day for a congregation of Epiphany to come outside and celebrate, worship, and feast in a picnic. It's a good way to use Psalm 146 from our gospel, our reading this morning. Because, you know, Psalm 146 is known as the Hallelujah Psalm. So this theme is appropriate for this day, don't you think? Hallelujah! Praise ye the Lord! Praise the Lord for our life in this congregation. The psalm lifts up the human spirit to praise God for everything in life. Some mornings we can wake up and praise God. Praise God, move out of bed and say, I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. And for those who can't, we can visualize those words or say them aloud in thanks to God. We can praise God for the beauty of flowers, for the fields, fruits, for bright daylight and sun moonlight, for the quietness of a lake, for restored health of a loved one, for work days, for the celebration of a birthday or anniversary, for all these life experiences, for children and family reunions. We give thanks to God on this day. It renews our spirit and even strengthens us. I can remember when children would sing in Sunday school, praise God, praise God, praise God in the morning, praise God in noontime, praise God when the sun goes down. It was one of those favorite songs for Sunday school children. And I think it's one of those favorite songs for us when you think about it. I remember of a reading where a six-year-old girl had to wear a leather brace to help straighten her spine. With her bed next to the window on a clear night, she could look at the stars and that each one represents something for which she was thankful. One night her mother came into the room and noticed that her daughter would look sad. When asked why, the girl said, I've run out of stars to praise God in my prayers. But then she said, I'll praise God anyway. Historically, it's known that the Israelites copied these hallelujah psalms from the Canaanites. It was before their captivity in Babylon. And these festival songs were required each year to bring a new one into life, because it said that each worshiper had to have a grateful heart, to have a joyful spirit, to glorify God as their creator. It's interesting to note that these same songs were sung by the Israelites after they were captive and went to Babylon, because the rabbis told them, we need to glorify God in good times and in poor times. In good times and in poor times. It's true for us today. I think particularly of a devotional booklet which made of a certain pastor who maintained a very constant and positive viewpoint in everything. He had just started his Sunday morning service when thunder roared, lightning flashed, rain poured down. The Lord is wonderful, he proclaimed in his sermon. While we're here praising God, the Lord is outside washing our cars. Now that's a good way of looking at life, isn't it? To think of rain as God washing our cars. It's a positive way, because certainly it's one of those humorous ways we need to thank God for life. We do need rain in various parts of the world, and we thank God for that rain, especially when there's a drought. We need to praise God for every blessing, when fields are dry, when our mood is dim, and the day is bleak. So the psalmist suggests that we lift up our voices and sing and praise to God in all that we do, in all that we say. Lifting our voices in praise. Look back on your life. See how God has been faithful to you. Our lives have not been fairy tales, that's for sure. There are many times we've turned our backs on God. But God has never turned his back on us. And that's what the psalmist is saying to us. God is seeing family through all kinds of major health issues, teenage years, broken and bruised relationships, through loss and death and grief. God has never forsaken us. God has always been faithful, said the psalmist, and so we can place our hope in this faithful God. Praise God in the morning, praise God in the noontime, praise God when the sun goes down. We praise God with our soul. But you know, that's interesting, because soul is not some part of our being, the spiritual part. Because in Hebrews, it means your entire being. All that you do, all that you say, all that you speak, all that you sing, that's our being that needs praising God. But you notice that Psalm 146 is not only a psalm of praise, but it's a psalm of social concerns. Look at that psalm. You can see it praises God for many, many things. But when things are not going so well, the psalmist asks us to praise God. No wonder that song sung at Sunday school goes, serve God. Serve God in the morning. Serve God in the noontime. Serve God when the sun goes down. And when we think about this autumn season we've begun, we need to thank God for the times we gather, not just for each other, but for others' concerns, for social concerns, because the psalmist calls us to think of people who lack food and clothing, housing and shelter. God is a God of hope, the psalmist says, and God is a God of needy. The God of history meets the poor, the blind, the hungry, the prisoners, those who bow down in adversity. The psalmist begins to portray for us that God is a God of all people, freeing prisoners, providing healing, lifting up people oppressed, affirming various folks. Jesus Christ shows us that when we read the Gospels. He shows us how he cared for the strangers, the orphans, the widows, and he calls us to do the same. The psalmist of old understood the benefits of praising. He urges us each day to praise no matter what our situation in life, well or ill, good or not so good, to praise God. Because in praising God, we focus not on ourselves, but we focus upon God in life. And I think when you think about it, it's that what St. Paul was saying to the church of Timothy. You know, the church in Macedonia was very poor, but they praised God in spite of it. They were overwhelmed with joy because they could send some things to the church in Jerusalem. And Paul praised them for this generosity of thinking about others who were needy, who were helpless, who needed food and clothing and shelter. And so he praised them. He said that they indeed showed great generosity, overflowing with joy. There's a true story that I like to hear, and I found some weeks ago. It's a true story in American history that you may not know. In 1847, during the Great Famine in Ireland, the Choctaw tribe here in the U.S. raised $147, which would be equivalent to $5,000 today, and sent it to Ireland during their poor times. The Choctaw tribe certainly was not rich back then, but they were generous. They saw other people in need, and they could help them. In 2020, in response to COVID-19 deaths in the Navajo nation, the Choctaw and Hope tribes set up a GoFundMe page to raise money for clear water and medical supplies for Native Americans. Donations to this fund have flooded in from the people of Ireland. One Irish donor wrote to the GoFundMe page saying, "Return to your kindness of 170 years ago, 5,000 miles later." God praised these people, and they were able to help each other. God praises us when we help others in need, in times of food, in times of clothing, in times of shelter. Paul doesn't ask his congregation to forget themselves. He asks them to think about the others less fortunate than them. He asks them to bless others. He says, when you and I keep what we have, not only do we experience a blessing, but when we give, we're able to bless others in a multitude and joyful way. We thank God today for the many blessings we enjoy. Let us help each other and one another who need it, the needy, the poor, the outcast, and the lonely. And thank God for each one of you who prays the Lord. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keeps our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you.